Christians did not think of death as something horrible. They thought of it as inevitable, but they would find it very strange to have shows like the Walking Dead, the Dancing Dead, Dracula, Frankenstein. It would be very unusual, because there's an old retort among Christians that goes like this. A nice woman was asking her friend, they were talking about these deep subjects, and Mary says, "You know what? I don't want to die." And the response was, "Don't worry, desire is not necessary. What is necessary for life, however, is desire. You have to want to be. You have to want to do." When a child doesn't want to do something, what does it say? "I don't want to." Very simple. I don't want to. Why? Because whatever reason. But we as Christians are reminded about our identity. How does our Slujba Bozhe end at last week's sermon? Because God is good and beautiful and He loves us. That's the last word I say, to which we all respond, amen. Well, people get used to love as being mutual. Christian love doesn't begin as a mutuality, but as an individual choice. There was once a couple, and a man goes to his wife because he was mad. And we say a lot of things when we're mad that we don't mean. And he said, "I was a fool when I married you." And the wife responds, says, "Yes, my dear, but I was in love and I didn't notice." Love overlooks a lot. But Christian love doesn't look for mutuality first. It looks, who needs me? How can I help this person? Do you remember the famous prayer of St. Francis? And he has a little verse. He says, "O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, and finally, let me not seek to be loved as to love." People often look for people that will respond to them, that they can get something out of. And there's nothing wrong with seeking friendship and companionship that way. But what about as Christians seeking out those people who appear to be unlovable, those people who appear to be lost? Stop thinking of love as a mutual reality and begin to think of love as a seed that you are sowing, an invitation for someone to remind them that they are your brother or your sister. This is a difficult thing to do, and unusual and counterintuitive. But imagine if on a battlefield, you were the doctor, and you said, "Let me heal all the healthy people." People would say, "What's unusual? There are wounded people all around you. Why are you going after the healthy people?" Because it's easier. It's always easier to love those that love you, to be friends with those who want to be friends with you. But as Christians, perhaps we should every once in a while reach out to that student in class who everyone's making fun of and is forgetful, to that person in society who appears to be neglected by everyone. There's an old song from the 60s, and this is what I will finish with, who has a beautiful thing, and it says, "What's the glory in living? If love doesn't last forever, what's forever for?" If we as Christians don't look at those neglected, unlovable, unthinkable people who appear to be lost, then who will go after them and who will help? And I'm not talking about putting yourself in a vulnerable position, but a kind word, a kind smile, an encouraging, and even a challenging, stern look can be an expression of love. Slava Isusu Christu.